پاس آ لیا خاص العظم دستگیر دلیر آف آ لیا خاص العظم دستگیر
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome yet again, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to another beautiful episode of the beautiful silsila of our master called the leader of the awliya, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the last episode, we tried to understand about the blessed parents and how pious they were of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The beautiful vaqia mentioning that the father, you know, in his third time starving himself to such an extent, you know, he had to take some rest, and then he found an apple in the riverbank, ate the apple, etc., etc. You know, all these beautiful, you know, narrations, and then the piety of his father, feeling guilty, went to the owner, said, punish me, I've taken your apple. It's just an apple to us, but to him, it's somebody's amanat. It's a very big thing. And then we talk about the blessed mother of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu anhu, about her chastity and her purity, and she is free from so many defects, and she has not seen anything haram. And then, you know, we look at ourselves and how we are in this day and age. And inshallah, in this episode, we will look at the great ibadat of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak. You know, in the last episode, you know, as we mentioned before many times, that there are many reasons why Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam is the great wali he is the leader of all the walis, of all the friends of Allah, is the king of jinns, is the leader of the awliya. And you know, these things that we are mentioning in our episodes, we're trying to create a bit of an image as to how many reasons there were, and we should try to implement these in our lives. And one of those reasons is the parents, and one other reason is the beautiful, the great ibadat of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu anhu. What kind of ibadat do we do, dear viewers of Madani Channel? If we think to ourselves, our first namaz, we can't read. You know how difficult it is for us, and how many excuses do we make? We can't go 5 minutes down. We have carpets, we have AC, we have air conditioning, we have heaters, we have warm water, we have cold water. But if we think to ourselves, after all these blessings, how much ibadat do me and you do? And then how did Ghawsi Pak do his ibadat? You know, how much did he struggle and still never made one excuse? How many times did he finish the beautiful book of Allah, the book that was revealed to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the Holy Quran? How many times did he finish this beautiful book? Inshallah azawajal, we turn to our Maliki Dawud Islami Bilal Bhai, if you can mention to us about some of the vaqiyah of the ibadat of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has mentioned in their book, Jinn Resembling Snake, that Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam, whilst advising his murideen and ushak, lovers, devotees, they said, Alhamdulillah azawajal, I spent 25 years of my life in the jungles of Iraq. Furthermore, it says, I managed to offer Isha and Fajr Salah with the same wudu for 40 years. Similarly, I kept the routine of reciting the whole Quran for 15 years. In what? In Nafal Salah after Isha. They further mention that at the beginning, I would fasten a rope around my waist and tie the other end of the rope to a hook in the wall, and so that I would not fall asleep. They mentioned that one night when I intended to perform my usual worship, my nafs suggested that I should take a little rest and perform worship later on. At the very same moment where that thought had occurred to me, I recited the whole Quran standing on one leg. Now, if we call ourselves the devotees of Ghawsi Azam, the true ushak, lovers, disciples of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu anhu, Now we need to look towards how Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam would have such love and passion to perform worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid our state is that we're lazy in performing our obligation namaz, let alone nafal namaz, let alone reciting Quran, the whole Quran for 15 years
in
nafal namaz. How can this be a justification of our love to Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam radiallahu anhu? Love is such a thing where the muhib, the lover, and the mahbub, the one who is loved, they are in accordance to one another. The muhib does everything to follow in accordance to his mahbub, his beloved. And even the word hub, love, denotes and it expresses the meaning of love. Because the word hub was originally ha ba ba. There were two ba's. But then the first ba was joined to the second ba, sacrificing, annihilating itself so that it can be in one with its love, with its beloved.
It completely devoted itself, like drowned itself in its love, that it joined, completely immersed itself to the other ba, and it became
hub.
Hub.
Now that is the meaning of love. That's the Arabic lust for it. So I'll just say a small point, but what we'd like to focus on is that but true devotion is not just verbal, it's practical. And whatever our beloved has done, we should try to act according to that as well. Now, Qasim bhai, if we remember, and now if we just look at our state, the way we read namaz, we rush our salah, and many of us are making such mistakes where the salah is actually being nullified, or it's actually become necessary for us to perform sajda itself. Now, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman, radiallahu anhu, sahabi rasul, they mentioned that they saw a person who was performing ruku and sujood incorrectly during his salah. So he radiallahu anhu said to him, if you die whilst offering salah in the way you have just read, your death will not take place in accordance with the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's also narrated in Sunan Nasa'i that he radiallahu anhu asked that individual, how long have you been offering salah like this? The person replied, for 40 years. He radiallahu anhu then said, for the past 40 years, you have not performed any salah. If you die in this state, your death will not take place according to the religion of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We come to know that due to lack of knowledge, that individual was told regarding his ill fate. Now we have to realize that what is our state today? We're being reminded by the blessing of Dawat Islami, by the blessing of Madani Channel, and this episode to rectify our salah. Now how much of us will actually practically take this upon ourselves to attend the weekly Ijtimaat of Dawat Islami and ask one of the brothers at the end that where can I learn my salah? How can I rectify my recitation of the Holy Quran? Because I heard on Madani Channel that Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam, in the blessed month who we are in, for the sake of, out of their love and passion, because I'm a devotee of them, I want to learn regarding my namaz, regarding my recitation of the Holy Quran. I want to correct this because I learnt it wrong. This passion, where can we get this from?
You know, Bilalba, you mentioned about recitation of the Holy Quran. And at the very beginning, dear viewers of the channel, alhamdulillah, many blessings, many ibadat were mentioned. But if you just break down a couple of those ibadat and really focus on them, you know, because those ibadat are first for us to learn. For example, if we just take one, you mentioned Allahu Akbar in Nafal Salah after Salatul Isha, which is our first Salah. We must pray Isha. You know, there's a saying that the first Salah are the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Nafal, you read them for yourselves. And after the first Salah, you know, Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam would read his Nafal Salah. And for 15 years, he recited the entire Quran Sharif in every single day for 15 years, the entire Quran Sharif in his Nafal Salah. And you know, you think to yourself, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you wonder to yourself, just this point alone, because I like breaking these things down for our understanding, is that how is it possible? Because to be honest, to be real frank with everybody, some of us will go a lifetime without picking the Holy Quran up, without actually finishing the Holy Quran. And if we do pick it up and we do finish it, we don't even read it with tajweed. So, you know, it's such a massive, massive point, just this one small narration you mentioned that I picked up on. And, you know, then you may go on to say about Dawat Islami. This is why we, you know, talk about Dawat Islami. Because, you know, they have Madrasatul Madina Balighan for the adults, Madrasatul Madina for the children, you know, Madrasatul Madina online. No matter where you are in the world, Dawat Islami is trying to help you read the Quran with correct tajweed, which is first for us, because if we don't know the Quran, how are we going to read our Salah? You know, it leaves us speechless, dear viewers of the Madni channel, about how Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam was in his ibadat after so many struggles. Bilal Bhai, if you can mention just those points again, if it's okay, to give the viewers of Madni channel and me and you a very clear understanding. You know, let's go deeper into how the ibadat was.
The main problem, Qasim Bhai, is that it's due to lack of knowledge. I think the further and further we're going away from the deen, now we're trying to adopt other qualities of the others. And our Buzurgan Deen, they sacrifice their desires so that Allah is pleased, keeping this always the focal point, doing actions for Allah's pleasure. And they have realized the fruits of these benefits as well, that Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam became Qutbul Aqtab, Ghawthul Azam, that even today after so many years they're being remembered. And I'll tell you this, Qasim Bhai, a person is only remembered in history in Islam for someone who's done the work of deen. And when someone sacrifices his life for the deen, it's not that he is forgotten. His remembrance is kept throughout all of mankind as a lesson that this was a true bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the reason why we mention them and we remember these waqi'at, we actually look at their level of piety, their level of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, how they would tremble in the fear of Allah, how they spend their nights crying. It's just actually a reminder for us that how long are we doing it? Or how much time are we stipulating in our life to focus on these aspects, upon the ibadat, upon the rights of Allah? Because performing our namaz is obviously a right of Allah, which Allah has upon us. We have to perform these actions. Now, how many of us are taking this right seriously? Let's just throw a question at it. How many conditions are there for Salah? For the viewers of Madri Chal, just to answer right now, if they know, mashallah, I would say that's the faizan of Amil Sunnat, yes, by blessing us with such a book called Laws of Salah and a small booklet called Blessings of Salah. Yes. That it summarizes it. And the conditions of namaz, the fara'id of namaz, the wajibat of namaz. Now, all of these things are stuff which is further aimed for us to learn, meaning it's an individual obligation. And the Islamic sister, for the Islamic sister, the Salah is different. And Amila Sunnah separated a complete book for that. Yeah. We have information. We have everything at our presence. Today's time, it's modern, and Qasim Bhai, it's become so easy for us to attain the knowledge. But it's we don't have that light. We don't have that actual jazbah to go towards our religion. And this can only be attained by the company of those who have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we look, and now we don't have the company of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam. We have their aqwal, we have their life, we have their whole story. But in the present era, who can we refer to? None other than Sayyidi Amil Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. And when the zikr of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned, when the zikr of Ghawth-e-Azam is mentioned, you see how happy they become, how respectful they sit when they meet Sadat-e-Kiram, those who are from the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how they behave and how much reverence they have when they kiss their hand, they run forward to open the door for them. This amount of adab is taught to us not by verbal but practically. And this is what we have to, I think, try to act upon as well, inshallah.
Yeah, you know, Bilal Bhai, you know, because it is the silsila called the leader of the awliya. And you know, you mentioned about our weak points. And you know, one thing you mentioned is that how easy things are for us. You know, for example, look how God said the life of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam. Because we tend to put things in one ear and out the other. We don't really focus on the points. You know, just sit back. And even dear viewers of Madinah channel, just actually think to yourself, okay, we mentioned about finishing the Quran for 15 years in his Nafl Salah, but then about, you know, living in the jungle for 25 years. You know, me and you and viewers of Madinah channel, we probably read just about our 5 daily Salah. Some of us don't. We just about read our 5 daily Salah and we say, you know, that's it, mashallah, that's enough, we've done enough.
Qasim, I think I've got the point. I think I've hit it. Yeah. It's that, you know, this understanding of the hereafter and this belief in the hereafter, about the accounting, about being those who disobey Allah will be haqdar, will be worthy of punishment. That belief, we understand it. We say tika, that's fine. But how many of us actually believe in that? Obviously, it's a part of our faith, we believe it. Qasim Bhai, Let's look at a worldly example in comparison to the hereafter. Let's take a car for example. When we're driving in our car, and we do this on a day-to-day basis, yeah. Now we have these current speed cameras. Yeah. Now a person who has a car and he's driving and he knows that a certain limit is, for example, 30 miles per hour. If you go over that during the angle and during the time where there's a speed camera, then you know there'll be a punishment, a fine for that, and that's the law. Now, why do we slow our car down in this reason? Because we know there's going to be a punishment, and some people have actually practically had a problem, and they've had to face that problem, that loss, that difficulty. Now, just think about it as a worldly example, that just in the worldly example, look how obedient we are.
Yes.
To Allah, but to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, why are we not, where's our belief in that?
How far are we, you know, how much ibadat of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam he did, and you know, not just a small amount, extra and extra and extra, as mentioned in Nafl, and going to the jungle. He didn't have to. He's a wali of Allah, he is the friend of Allah, and he's the leader of the friends of Allah, but yet he wants to do so much ibadat to please Allah and the Prophet.
Now, us as Muslims, and if we're disobeying Allah, how hurtful is that for one Muslim to see another Muslim brother not reading his salah? This dard, Qasim bhai, this hurt of the deen, that my brother is not performing his namaz, my sister is not performing his namaz, or a friend that I know is not performing his namaz, not reciting the Quran, or he's not able to, then I should have this feeling in my heart that I want to help him. This hurt regarding the deen is from the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, that we not only, and the lives of all the Buzurgani Deen, that they would invite towards goodness. They would try to teach their family members regarding the Deen. So I humbly request those brothers who are affiliated with Da'at Islami who are watching this, and many of them already have, teaching their family members regarding the Deen, taking time out to perform dars at home, teaching them laws of Salah, teaching them regarding beliefs.
Bilal bhai, what's a dars? What's dars? How do you perform dars at home?
Dars, in the environment of Da'at Islami, it is that we read books like certain books which Amir Sunnat has given us to read. For example, Faizan Sunnat is a famous book, and we spend approximately seven minutes to read about half a page for 7 minutes just to read a waqia, a good reminder which is mentioned within this kitab. Now, some of them, the chapters of Faizan Sunnat, blessings of Bismillah Sharif, the excellence of hunger. And there's also Waqi'at of Buzurgani Deen regarding, there's also a book which you can also read. It's a fourth dars as well. It's regarding backbiting. And today's society, this is obviously a big problem, that forget people outside, even people within the home, are naturally, it's just coming out of their mouth. So we have to realize that when we are studying the Deen, we are also reminding ourselves and teaching it to our family members as well. So we're not only saving ourselves, but we're saving those who we love. And we want all of our family members to be in Jannat al-Firdaws.
And it's a form of ibadat as well.
Definitely.
Alhamdulillah. That's why I mentioned it. Because there's two reasons. First is, you know, there might be some youngsters, alhamdulillah, the youth who might be watching this silsila thinking, you know, what's dars? I've never heard of dars. And then the other thing is, you find out what is dars and how easy it is. And just like Ghawsi Azam, how hard he performed his ibadat. What's so easy for us? We sit at home, open a book. We benefit from every single word. And every single word we're reading, our family is benefiting from it. And at the same time, what is this? Ibadat. It's a form of worship. It's
Islamic knowledge.
Yeah, a form of worship. Seeking Islamic knowledge, giving it to others. And again, the beautiful environment of Da'at Islami gives us such a mindset. Debut is a Madni channel. Unfortunately, we've had to come to an end of this episode of the silsila, Leader of the Awliya. Unfortunately, you know, my brothers, my respected elders and all the viewers of Madni channel. You know, Bilal bhai, the Mubaligh Da'at Islami, he mentioned so much about the ibadat. And he did so much ibadat in difficult times, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, radiallahu anhu, finishing the Quran, you know, for 15 years, having wudu, the same wudu, you know, from Isha to Fajr for 40 years. You know, how much struggles did he go through? But he never once looked for an excuse within his ibadat. And we have carpets, we have masajid. These masajids are beautifully decorated. They have AC and heating, you know, as mentioned before. We have everything. We have dryers as well. We have hot and cold water. We have clothes. We don't have to go live in the jungle. We're not standing on one leg. We sit down, we have benches. We have nice big benches for ourselves. You know, we have huge places in our madrasas. But still, we find so many excuses. How do we find so many excuses, dear viewers of the Madni channel? When we look at the life of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam, radiallahu anhu, to do extra ibadat, he went to the jungle. We don't have to go to the jungle, dear viewers of the Madni channel. But we can't even go 5 minutes down the road to the masjid. You know, all we have to do is go to the masjid. We can't go 5 minutes down the road to the masjid. So, you know, it's a humble request, my dear viewers of Madni channel, that we try to take these things seriously. And, you know, remember that there are many forms of ibadat, like reading dars at home, through the environment of Dawud Islami, giving us this mindset, or going on a Madni kafila, traveling on a Madni kafila, journeying through in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, in a masjid, staying at a masjid, reading his 5 daily salah, or filling in the Madni namad card, a small booklet, a small questionnaire, every single day you fill in, reminding yourself that this is wrong and this is right. Have I read my namazes today? Have I read some orad, some recitation, some wazayf? You know, sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And all these blessings we can attain from Dawud Islami, doing all sorts of different forms of ibadat in such an easy and eloquent way. Dear viewers of Madni channel, please tune in to the next episode. Make sure you watch the next episode. Just like we learned many things today and in the previous episodes, we're going to go further into the life lessons, into the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam, radiallahu anhu. What did he say? What did he do in this situation? How did he deal with this situation? And the beautiful Madni pools that we can derive from all these narrations. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The leader of Aliya, Khasul Azam Dastagi. The leader of Aliya, Khasul Azam Dastagi.